Dave Eustace, what are we doing with Tysonic today?
She's been unlucky this prep, to be honest, and I thought she'd be right there if she gets a bit of luck.
Which one's your best?
I'll go with Tysonic.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tysonic, driven out, just in front, and just won.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. It's exactly what we've got for you today, and it's great to have you listening wherever you are across the globe, listening to rsn.net.au, the traditional wireless, or the RSN app, which you can download if you haven't done it right now. It's the best way to do it. Can tell you, before we get to the early mail, that Bayern Munich have become the champions of the world after their 1-0 win over PSG in the Champions League final. It's just concluded, literally just them. So well done to Bayern Munich, and that, Rammer, has taken their the number of victories for them in that tournament to number 7.
Okay.
Oh, no, that might be number 6, actually. It might have just been updated. Gee, someone's quick. That's very quick from them. 6 or 7, whatever it is. But anyway, they're very good. They're very good, and they've had a win this morning. Well done to them. We're racing today, Whitey. Where are we today? We're at Swan Hill. Whitey, you got track conditions for me?
We are. We have got track conditions. As we know, the Swan Hill track manager sleeps in after getting the initial details. He goes back to bed, so he just sends them in. The rail position is out 2 metres from the 1,200-metre mark to the 900-metre mark, out 4 metres from the 900-metre mark to the 400-metre mark, and then true the remainder. So I'll say that again for those playing at home. Out 2 metres from the 1,200 to the 900, out 4 metres from the 900 to the 400, and then true the remainder. The track condition, importantly, is a soft 6. The weather is fine, and the penetrometer rating on the soft 6 is currently 5.95. So that's not too bad, considering most areas of Victoria got significant amounts of rain over the course of the weekend, including the Melbourne metropolitan area.
Yes, which we saw with Nick Quinn and his hose at Moonee Valley on Saturday, which was helpful. Matt Kamani's got a few heading to Swan Hill today, hoping to get a winner or two. We'll see what he's got for us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Just firstly, were you impacted by the calling abandonment of the meeting on Saturday?
No, but I wish it had happened a little bit earlier, because I did have a mare running there who absolutely hated it and finished tailed off, poor thing. So it would have been nicer if it had come a couple of races sooner.
Right, okay. Not to be. Well, hopefully today's your day. That's what we want. You've got three going, as I mentioned. Race 3, number 6, Witten Lane, looking to break its maiden status first up today. Now, finished last campaign with a nice third at Cranbourne. What have we done in the off-season for Witten Lane to get it ready for today?
He's a horse that I was hoping would have won a maiden by now, but he hasn't really shown me a huge amount ever really on the track at home, hoping that over a bit of distance he might get there. So we took the view we're giving one more prep and one more chance. So he's had a nice break. He's coming back starting off over 1,600, but it's going to happen all too quickly for him today. But hopefully we'll see a nice run from him finishing off well.
All right, that's race 3, number 6. Then you've got race 5, number 3, Zancato out of Barrier 7, who's been in work for a little while now. And $7, so in the market at tab.com.au. Was it Sandown last time out over the 2,100 and benchmark 64 today? It's the 2,400 and benchmark 70. So up in grade, up in distance. Is that better?
Yes, I think it will be, actually. I think he's going really well, this horse. I think that last race at Sandown is one to not be too disappointed by, as he came out the gate to Jock Ross's stirrup, and it just sort of meant that he didn't really get a clean break and then got set alight a little bit as he tried to improve his position, and then was just too far back to really make an impact. But I think this horse has really improved over this campaign, and we saw a pretty impressive performance of Pakenham, admittedly, at a much weaker grade than this. But if we can see another performance like that, and he does like top of the ground, I think he could be very competitive today. It's a tough race, obviously, as all benchmark 70s are, but I think he can be right in the mix.
All right, that's race 5, number 3. And has Surfliner got a start?
Yes, he has, yep.
Race 9, he's number 19?
Yep, he's a bit like Witten Lane in that, really, he's been a bit of a disappointment. He hasn't really produced the good, despite being a beautiful-looking and well-bred young horse. So he's had a few little issues here and there. He went to the trials and was all set to have a race. And then on the float on the way back, he got bitten on the back and got an infection just where the saddle goes. So he had a huge delay. The training's been a bit tricky. We've done a fair bit of it on the treadmill. So I don't quite know where he's at, to be honest with you. But he looks well. He's moving well. He's feeling good. He's got to really improve to win here, but you know, it'd be interesting to see how he goes. Interesting race as well. There seem to be four or five horses that all want the lead. So I don't know if that means there's going to be a flat-out tempo, or conversely, it could be that they all sit there looking at each other, expecting the other one to lead, and they end up going quite slow. So it's going to be an interesting race.
Did you say he got bitten on the back?
Yeah, poor thing. Yeah.
By what?
By another horse.
You're kidding.
No.
Does that sort of stuff happen? They bite each other on the back?
They do, yeah. Well, he shouldn't have. The horse managed to tear himself free of the tie-up on the float and reach his head over and grab him on the back. It's quite rare. It doesn't really happen, but it happened, and he, poor thing, had a bit, great big scab on his under his saddle. So he needed a bit of time off.
Oh, goodness gracious me. You learn something new every day. So your best today, Matty?
Zancada, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Race 5, number 3, and we hopefully will cheer at home first past the post. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Always appreciate your time. Matty Kamani with 3 today. Race 5, number 3, Zancada is his best. There is a $1.65 favourite in that race from the Mar Eustace camp, Maserati Bay, which might be tough to beat. But good luck to him. We're on.
What's the place? What's the place dividend?
No, no fixed place offered in the website just at the minute, but how many are going around? We've got 4, 8 going around. The $1.65 favourite, so you might get even money. Not sure. Let's see what Quinny's got for us after 8 o'clock. We'll touch base with Quinny. Bayern Munich won 17 of a possible 23 Bundesliga titles since 1990.